It's really with a great sense of, it's been a very painful day and a very difficult and a very disconcerting day in Yerushalayim and in Alon Shabbat, especially for Talmidim of Moreno Rabbeinu, Amar Nachenstein, Zechut Tzadik Lebracha. By extension, not only Talmidim who studied in Yeshivat Har Etzion, but all of our yeshiva really has, are the extended Talmidim of Rav Lichtenstein, Zatzal, both in terms of his Talmidim of Talmidim, and in terms of the special role that he plays in the kind of Torah that we project singularly in our yeshiva. And therefore, it's entirely appropriate that we should say a few words, notwithstanding the difficulties of Skyping and all the logistical connections, at least to say a few words, in terms of the import of this day. As I said, it's been a very painful day and disconcerting, but even more so, it's important to share the degree to which it's been a disorienting day. The Petira of Talmud Chacham, especially somebody of the magnitude of Moreno Rabbeinu, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, is something that really shakes the Jewish world. It must shake the Jewish world. And the fact that it does initiates, in the short term, somewhat of a crisis on the one hand, but at the very same time reflects positively and even pervasively on the impact that that Gadol, that big Talmud Chacham, who has humanly at least left the scene, the impact that he has. We wouldn't be disoriented and feeling uncertain and uneasy unless the impact was enormous. And in this case, that's exactly what it was. Let me just illustrate this very quickly by one word, mindful of the time. The Gemara says in Masechet Tmura, Adaf Tezayin and Aleph, in a very famous passage, that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed on again from human life, Omer Avira Bar Shmuel, Shlosha Alafim Halachos Nishtakhu Bei Evo Shel Moshe. The 3,000 halachos of Moshe Rabbeinu taught were lost in the aftermath of his death. And the Gemara goes on to say that all sorts of efforts were made to retrieve these nuggets, these valuable halachos. What could be more valuable than halachos? We're talking about 3,000. And the Gemara says that initially the effort to recover was a failure. The Gemara says they turned to the Talmidim Mufakim of Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yehoshua and to Shmuel, and they made all sorts of suggestions. They told Yehoshua, Sha'al, ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, invoke the power of Nevuah. Gemara says, Amale, Loba Shamayini. Yehoshua said, that's an inappropriate way to try to recapture the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. That part of Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy apparently had not been lost. The understanding and the intuition and the instinct that the only way to recover such a loss is through Amel and Yigia and a complete commitment to the general concept of study of Talmud Torah. Then Omelo Shmuel Sha'al and Omer Lahem similarly, Eila Nitzvos She'ein Avi Rashoi L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Once again, invoking a different makar, but the same idea, the idea that the system of halacha was given to human beings, that it's self-sufficient, that it's a magnificent system which addresses all aspects of life and doesn't require even divine intervention, even for retrieval, never mind for any kind of creative behavior. When we look at this Gemara, initially we're puzzled, even shocked. After all, how does the Petira, even of Moshe Rabbeinu, really trigger this kind of response? A collective malady of memory, obviously, this is something that is very unusual and needs to be understood better. But briefly, if we understand the concept in halacha of zachar and al tishkach, which appears throughout and across the range of halacha, whether it's Amalek or Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Zechira of Kiddush, especially the Zechira of Maimon Har Sinai, we understand that the concept of zachar, the prohibition or the problem of shikha, shocheach mitalmud Torah, a raisin that's kind of nafsho, is not a problem of preserving details and information. The problem of Shikha and the problem of Zohar is one of understanding connections. It's understanding principles. It's developing an instinct, and it's internalizing an approach, subtle approach, an interconnected approach to the world of Torah and Halacha. The Zechira of Kiddush and the Zechira of Maimon Har Sinai each represents a profound perspective on those areas of Torah and of Halacha. As do the Zechira of Miriam and the Zechira of Amalek, we certainly won't go into detail. But the idea is that when it comes to understanding the interconnection of Halacha, the deeper principle, the significance of those principles to our spiritual and hashkafic life, what requires guidance and depth and an understanding of the totality of the system. And when the master, when master relayer of that Masorah is no longer on the scene, then the sense that the connections have been lost, the sense that the moorings have really been, you know, just completely removed, the underpinnings of stability in the ability to apply and to practice, and especially to integrate Halacha into our lives, it becomes a sense of bewilderment and even disorientation. Indeed, we know that the way memory really works is that it's not just a preservation of individual pieces of information, but it's stored in a way that requires deep understanding, connections, and associations. And therefore, when one of the Chachamim Sora dies, when he passes from the human scene, that community, especially the community with which he is most strongly identified, feel that they too are bewildered and disoriented. And when people are disoriented, the first thing that is affected is their memory. It becomes cloudy, it becomes vague, sufficient to really endanger the entire system and to trigger a sense of yish. When a great man passes out of the scene, there's a sense that the past and the future are jeopardized and that the present is uncertain. How can we contend with and confront new challenges and new realities based on the principles of Torah and the internalization of values when we have no one to turn to who has that instinct, that experience, the integrity and the authority really to give direction? How can we expect that we'll be accurately conveying the past when the links to the past, the Chachmei HaMesorah of Choldor Vador, what the Rav used to call Pleitas Sofreihem, are taken away from us? So both past, present, and future are really jeopardized, and therefore there was a sense in the Gemara and Torah of crisis. This concept or this idea really describes, at least to me, what I felt today, what I felt personally, and what I picked up in terms of the other people, thousands of people who were at the Levaya and at the Hesbedin, because I think it's particularly apt as with regard to, applied to, Moreno Rabbeinu, or Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. He too was a singular Chachmei HaMesorah in our door, but I would say part of his singular contribution was the fact that he taught exactly this lesson. He taught directly, and even more importantly, as it always is, he taught by example, by his mahut. By the very essence of what he was, he reflected the fact that Torah is multifaceted, wide-ranging, complex, and that it is the source of grandeur, of teferes, in our lives. And therefore, when someone like that is removed from our contact with him, the sense of crisis, the sense of being shorn from our moorings, is a natural outcome. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal was truly an ish eshkolo. It's a phrase which is bandied about very often. It doesn't really apply in reality to that many people. But someone who ranges across the disciplines of Torah and Halacha, being a master of all, somebody who knows Kol Torah Kula with the Lavdus and the Vikiyas, not only with the regular Rishonim, but the specialty in the exotic Rishonim, somebody who has complete mastery of Hashkofas Halakha, and of medieval and modern Jewish philosophy, never mind, and of course, certainly an important contribution as well, the Mada part, and especially the Torah Mada part of his knowledge. The wide range and the scope of Rav Lichtenstein's expertise, his shiurim, is truly something that is astounding. More than that, and what really made him unique, and a role model, an aspiration, was the incredible ability to integrate all of these different themes and ideas and to do so seamlessly. Together with sense of leadership, ability to focus on the needs of individuals, but especially sensitivity to the requirements of the club. A sense of consistency in being wide-ranging, in being a master of many trades, but in knowing where it all fits in, is something which is truly unusual, and which we as Talmidim, and the Talmidim of us to be Talmidim, and our entire community, even those with little contact with him personally, have benefited from and have been inspired by. If I had to pick a single word, and that almost is already inconsistent with the complexity and the tochen of what Rav Lichtenstein was all about, but I'll try anyway. If there's one word I think that captures his singular character, I would say it's the English word specifically, of integrity. Integrity means wholeness, it means authenticity, it means a sense of being principled, and it also means integration, which is more than the sum of its parts. The idea of a Sefer Torah, but a living Sefer Torah, right? Which integrates a person's experiences, personality, and sensitivities, and empathies, but which, of course, is all channeled through the prism of his commitment and of his knowledge. Rav Lichtenstein's shiluv, his integration and his integrity, were really what made him remarkably unique in every respect. Let me just share for a minute or two my own personal experience, and of course, the truth is, I came to Yeshivat Har Etzion as a very young student, and I can say without exaggeration, for the very first day that I was there, there's a story attached to that, but that's certainly not for now, already I understood immediately that, and instinctively, that to be a student of Rav Lichtenstein's Zatzal was something that was both a tremendous opportunity, a privilege, but at the same time, a responsibility. It was clear from the very outset that this was for me, and I think speaking to others, had the exact same feeling and experience, going to be a transformative experience. And there's no question that my direction in life, my own aspirations, the role that Rav Lichtenstein served as a role model for me, as somebody to aspire to be inspired by, and to take advice from, and direction from, and to study and to scrutinize in a way that, you know, was both reverent but also impactful, I think it's typical of the other Talmidim as well. It was clear at the very beginning that the lumbus and the scope of knowledge, the depth of the shiur, the methodological focus, all of which speaks not only to a style of teaching and a style of learning, but also to tremendous ambition in Leida Kolatar Kula, the idea that all of Talmud Torah is connected, that parallels between Taros and Nezikin, you know, whether it be in Grubba or in Nezikin, and all sorts of different Mechitzos, all sorts of categories, this idea that all of Torah is one, notwithstanding the different mitzvos of Torah, Torah Chasuma, Nidna, Torah Megillah Nidna, is something which from the very first day, perhaps his Talmidim couldn't articulate, but certainly they understood and already began to have a transforming and a powerful effect upon them. The methodology focus of his shir was all for the sake of being Bidu Talmidim Harbei, in the sense of giving Talmidim independence, looking to the future, not assuming that this is the last Gemara that they're going to learn, but providing the tools, lifelong passion, a lifelong commitment, a lifelong dedication of Torah study. Sacrifice as a teacher, as a Rebbe, when you focus on methodology. You sacrifice in drama, and you sacrifice sometimes in pace, and in other things. But for Rav Lichtenstein, it was clear this was a critical part of the agenda. To make Talmidim independent, to give them tools, to give them a sense of their own freedom of learning, of their own independence, of their own capacity to further the Mesorah itself. But after a very short period of time, it became clear that while the Shir was certainly something that I had never experienced before and was immediately very taken with, that that was only a part of the package. And that the integrity, the empathy, the humanity, the consistency, the midos, that all of that was something that flowed from the Talmud Torah, but also, in a way, drove the Talmud Torah. It's important for Talmidim to understand that somebody like Mori Vanadi or Rav Lichtenstein wasn't just a Rebbe to this Talmidim, but despite the fact sometimes he seemed to be and was a very formidable person and a formidable person sometimes to approach, he maintained lifelong connections with this Talmidim. Personally, I'm happy to have the opportunity to express a little bit of Hakaras HaTov for the encouragement that he always gave, and the advice, and just the role model, and the care, and the empathy that was always there. Rav Lichtenstein understood that the Rebbe Talmud relationship is a father-son relationship. He understood that it was a lifelong one, and I think what's particularly fascinating, again, about, I think I could speak for almost all of his Talmidim, is that the impression of a 16-year-old, in some cases, changes in a very complex way when you know somebody for decades and decades and you mature and the dynamic of the relationship and of your own development changes. But in my case, and in the case of all the appreciative Talmidim of Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, I think that it's fair to say that the appreciation only grew and deepened, and our sense of marvel for his ability and his integrity and his authenticity is something that continue to inspire us and continue to provide a role model for all of us as well. All of this flowed, and this is another salient characteristic, from Yeroso, which was Kodemes to Chachmaso. Rav Lichtenstein in recent years has put out Sfarim, or they put Sfarim out of some of his writings. The titles themselves are fascinating. Ba'or Panecha Yehalechun, Mibakshei Panecha, somebody who came off to people who didn't know him well enough as someone who was only cerebral and a tremendous erudition, a vast intellect. At the end of the day, that vast intellect was merely a tool for Mevakshei Panecha, for his Avodas Hashem, for his Yira. Anybody who heard Shiurim on tape right away, it was somebody who had control of Kol Torah Kula and an incredibly analytical and structural way of that. Just to grind through the topics, you could really almost see the amal and the yigia. But anybody who ever watched Rav Lichtenstein or was b'mechitzato for any short period of time, it became even more self-evident. Just being in a room davening with him, just seeing how he danced, for that matter. That you're also Kodemes of Chachmasa. And that all of the Chachma and all of the Lamdas was totally seamlessly integrated and channeled into being a Mevakshei Panecha. He provided us with a model of learning ambition, both in scope and in depth, but at the same time, really was the role model and exemplar of how that really integrates into a very rich and very varied, but a very consistent religious life, life of the spirit, as well as involvement, communal involvement, involvement with individuals, as I mentioned before. The truth is that Rav Lichtenstein had a very unique relationship with our yeshiva. My time is almost up. There's much more to say, but I'd like to mention something about that. In one respect, he was very much the ultimate product of our Beis Medrash. And he was very proud of that. Certainly, again, in that respect, continues to be an inspiration for every Talmud in our Beis Medrash, whether there was contact or not. Both in his learning and Derech HaLimud, as well as knowing how to integrate that with the college and Torah Mada and Mada itself, on the highest of levels, harnessed for the sake of a more enriching spiritual life. More than that, even when he left the technical coastline base in the Droshenu, his involvement continued all the years in Gurus. But what always struck me was the degree of intense identification that he had with the yeshiva. Mostly, after he left 185th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, he was the Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshivat Har Etzion, and he built something magnificent there, as we all know. Once a week, spent in the Gurus Center teaching. But if you spoke to him, you couldn't but be struck about the intense interest he had and identification he had with the yeshiva and continued to have. Even in his illness, and I was in Eretz Yisrael in September and in November, when I came to visit him, he wasn't so well at the time. The one thing he got very excited about and very animated about was when we started talking about the yeshiva and its future and what's happening, the concerns and also the pride for what has been produced there. And he shared constantly his sense of identification and the fact that he was both proud to be a product and continued to see himself as very much part of our Beit Midrash. Chabal da'avdin, the physical contact, is something, unfortunately, which has come to an end, and some these things all must begin. But at the end of the Gemara in Tzmura, Gemara tells us that while Shmuel and Yehoshua were, I guess, temporarily paralyzed, that they didn't know how to solve the problem. They knew what the solution was not, but they couldn't constructively provide an alternative. Somebody by the name of Asniel ben Knaz came up with the right answer. And he was hichsir all the lost halachos mitoch pilpula. And of course, the profound lesson is that while great Chachmei HaMesorah may no longer be with us in one respect, sifsoseyem dovos bekeber, the methodology that they leave, the inspiration that they leave, the role model that they are, the dmus dyukno, which is so powerful, is not something that lessens even an iota in their physical absence. That kachi darka shel Torah, that's the greatness of Torah, and that's the greatness of learning. Somebody special, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, somebody who's about whom you could say that, you know, komokom shatamotze, didulaso atamotze anvasanuso, somebody who was an unav and maybe didn't see himself this way, but was seen, perceived accurately by all his talmidim as somebody who was singular in our generation, but who will continue to have tremendous impact upon us. Yehi zechro baruch, tehei nishmaso tzura b'tzara chayim. Thank you.